Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Before we talk about the sack, you got to go to our YouTube channel. Stuff is there all the time.
Why do you tease it that way, Dom?
Yes, youtube.com/1210WPHT. One update around what's happening with the alleged shutdown that's going to happen. Rand Paul is going to vote not to get for the continuing resolution. But I think in the end, it looks as if Schumer, this is a head fake. That's what I'm being told by several people that I trust on this. And in the end, they'll vote for this. There'll be a battle over amendments. They'll try to show their base they did something on this. They're out there saying this CR is crazy. You know, you've been listening, that this continuing resolution was pretty much what the Biden people had before. That's all that it is to keep the government going. But watch for this, that the White House might have the upper hand on this time around. That's what it looks like, and I think that's the better bet. And this is kind of the on-ramp to get to the real stuff that's really going to matter here. Now, youtube.com/1210WPHT, I think Dan has cut out faces and done all kinds of stuff. You'll see some of the uniforms we're talking about at St. Hubert's. And apparently, I didn't know this, that St. Hubert's has some of the great number of women that are pretty prominent in Philadelphia went to St. Hubert's. It's one of the incubators of that. I'm not sure about Maria Goretti, you know, down in South Philly. I know it used to be a game where the girls there were very good at making sure the uniform at various times when the nuns were not looking was well above the knee. You know, but these uniforms, I don't know how you would do it. They look like a sack. They were called the sack. And I, all deference to St. Hubert's, I don't think anything brown ever looks good. I mean, come on.
It's just true. Yeah, I agree.
It's an awful color. You can't, oh, I got a brown suit here, you know? Brown shoes. You know, I can't think of too many things that are brown that are going to look good. This stuff is murderous, but there's like a raging battle going on. And some of it is they just don't like the look of it. They think it's elementary school. I think others think the sack was more professional. I don't think
professional.
This
is
professional.
I'm going to put up youtube.com/1210WPHT. Now you're seeing the sack there. Now I'm going to switch to what they've switched to.
Yeah. And it does look disjointed. You know, as a fashionista here, I think we'd say it doesn't seem to be too matching.
Did you just call yourself a fashionista?
Well, of my own.
I don't
mind.
Think it's something you can call yourself, is it?
Yeah, of course you can. I got the black turtleneck on today. It's been an all black week.
Tom, you're a classy guy.
Tomorrow I'll have on a really good suit because I got a big speech tomorrow. Apparently, according to these people, my name is first on the list.
Whoa.
Even though it's
you.
It's the head of the RNC is coming, the new head, and Steve Moore, who talks to the president about economics.
Yeah, but they don't host a talk radio show.
Well, but I'm going to have to dispute this. When we have on the person putting this together tomorrow in downtown Philadelphia, I'm going to ask her, come on now, you got to put me in third place in this one. I'm modest.
Why not? No, you deserve
so humble.
I shouldn't be first.
No, you are first, and you know why it is, and I'm going to call him out. I don't mean to.
Yeah.
But whoever's producing the event is definitely a listener of the show.
Okay. Well, maybe.
You know? So, hi.
Maybe a little bit of it.
I'm looking at the guests. They're great. Stephen Moore, Dana Hunter, Lee Blasbaum. All people you've heard of, right? On
well,
the
that's
Dom
true.
Giordano program.
Yeah, but Steve Moore is a pretty big international economist.
He is.
And the new head of the RNC is there. Now, if it were the Moms for Liberty and I were ahead of them, they probably would riot. So you don't want to fool around with them. She'll lay it out. She'll be here at 2. It's a big confab around. One of the things I'm going to talk about is Scott Presler. One of the things they're talking about, school board elections, et cetera, and in general, how to fundraise and how to get out the vote. I'm going to say, why don't you just bring Scott Presler in, sit back for 45 minutes.
That's a great idea.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So do you feel intimidated hosting with some of these great names? Or
no, I can't say. I just thought I was curious. I'm going to blow this up and put it there. Maybe I'll put another name in there, like Leonardo DiCaprio was in second. Dom Giordano.
Or maybe you can maybe you can see it this way. You're the opening act, and those are the headliners.
Oh, that's
you know? Like a concert billing. There you go.
Well, I do know. So you're saying when we had Bill O'Reilly here for speaker series then, now Politics and Pints, the marquee outside had my name over top of Bill O'Reilly's.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I do. Yeah.
No, why not?
Did you do like an opening act or were you just like hosting?
No, I was hosting it.
Yeah, so you got to be first.
Was Bill's name bigger is the question.
No, mine was bigger.
Wow, that's an insult to Bill.
He didn't say anything like that.
He deserves a bigger name.
I don't remember when we did Don Jr., whose name was first on the bull.
Do I have a picture of that?
Yeah, if there's a picture.
Check the archives.
There wasn't
an old school theater, kind of marquee for that
one. All I know is this Collingswood.
Paul, there was, though, right?
Yeah, this Collingswood newspaper that never writes anything political. Wrote 9 printed pages of an attack because we dared to do it in Collingswood. People told me, I have a copy at home. Yeah, I save stuff like that. So
frame it.
Yeah. Didn't know this, but friend Anne Marie is actually a St. Hubert.
It figures. Ah. This is the type of person they're producing. Anne Marie would be a clan. Now, Anne Marie could have gone to Goretti. That's a compliment. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't know what that means, but she's got probably be insulted by it.
No. Come on. They all want to be Goretti girls.
She says, Dan, we had a summer uniform with a belt. It was a seersucker and the girls would blouse it up. We had a blue sack uniform, had to kneel and it had to touch the floor. They ditched the summer uniform after her age group.
Wow.
Uniform history there.
It had to touch the floor when you kneeled?
Yeah.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, not even having the option for a summer uniform, too. Because, in the early fall and then the late in the spring, you want to wear that golf shirt,
So did you wear a golf shirt? Was that your uniform?
Yeah, that's for the early months and the late months in the year.
Okay.
They would be like, all right, now you can wear the golf shirt. And we'd be like, all right, sweet.
I'm completely anti-uniform. Now, I know people like that. You don't have to make any clothing choice. That's ridiculous.
So you're telling me that year-round, since they ditched a summer uniform, these girls had to wear these long stockings and boots and long sleeves? That's horrible.
Yes.
That's why St. Hubert has air conditioning.
That's why the Hallahan girls then would jump in the fountains on the last day of school over in Center City, Philadelphia. That was a big thing.
Seems like that was something very famous at the time.
It was. It's closed now. Yeah. So did you have to wear a uniform? And where are these maniacs that think, there's bigger issues than kids wearing uniforms to school or not? Well, what if the kid wears something inappropriate? Okay, well then. That's for people that we pay called administrators to make decisions on dress codes and enforce them. And that's how you learn what's appropriate and not appropriate. versus wearing a uniform, then suddenly you're thrown out there in the world and you show up at work with pajamas on or something.
I have no idea what this means, but her response was, Anne-Marie's response, yes. Goretti had bigger hair.
Of course. That's another badge of honor. Yes. If there was a school in America with bigger hair than St. Maria Goretti, I want to see that school. Boy, that has to be it. Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210.
She's calling in. Do you want to take her?
Yeah, we'll take her. Let me take a call while you're setting her up here. Let me go to Dave in Oak Glen. Dave, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good, Dave.
I want to talk about that clown up in Columbia.
Oh, right ahead.
Those people are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they want this Sharia law.
Right.
Read about the, you know, watch an interview on YouTube done by Eugene Sledge talking about ideology, the Japanese ideology.
Right.
They have the exact ideology that the Japanese in World War II had. You know what I mean? Towards women, everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's very reminiscent. That, and look, the media is not going to report that this guy wants to destroy Western civilization and what you and I are talking about, women. He has a right to say that, but he doesn't have a right to act on it. He's been acting on this.
Yes, that's right. And the green card doesn't give him carte blanche to do anything he wants.
I like the way you said blanche, you know what I mean? There. I like the blanche. I like how the voice went up on the blanche. That was good, Dave. Dave.
Oh, you like that one?
I like that one. Who's your Irish person?
Maureen O'Hara.
Come back in the day. John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. All right, what's Maureen O'Hara's?
Yep.
No?
Claim to fame? Well, first, she's hot. Number two, she's buried in Arlington.
I didn't know that. What's Maureen O'Hara's best film, would you say?
She was in The Quiet Man, right?
Yes, that's what I was referencing, I think. The Quiet Man.
Yeah,
I
don't know the Quiet Man was really good.
She's hot. Yeah, Maureen O'Hara.
First of all, she's hot.
Yeah, but the guy's got a great, I don't know where he's from, but Dave calls from Oak Glen, though. It's good stuff. These people that Henry said, why don't they have a job? Most of them were wearing shirts saying, not in our name. Well, nobody's saying it's in your name. You're next with this. Don't get out of line here. That's what they ought to be saying. I don't want to know why the New York City cops, why they have in their head, they had a right to go in and tie up Trump Tower. I don't think you have a right to do that en masse, just to disrupt the activities of others that are there. I don't see it that way. But there were thousands there coming down. I don't know how close that is to Columbia. Some of these people are alleging they're Jewish, but they still support this guy. Yeah. I mean, what in the world are you going to do here, right? 855, and I'm looking at the second floor where all the gold and Tiffany stuff is, and all people guarding that. You know, the trash cans are gold in Trump Tower. Are you guys seeing that? YouTube.com? The big, right there, a guy standing near the receptacle, he's just ready to throw something in. They're gold. I think those are trash cans. When you got gold trash, gold plated, trash cans.
What is not gold in Trump Tower?
Yeah, well, the bathrooms are, I believe, and the escalator.
No, the escalator is gold.
By the way, the only objection I have to that Trump opening when he came down there, I have a thing about that with Roe all the time. Do not touch the escalator thing. Oh, you talk about germ ridden. Don't even think about touching. Anybody can get on the escalator without having to touch that. And what am I watching? All the cops and everybody else touching the railing of the escalator.
Oh, it's not bad. Come on.
Oh, is there a more germ-ridden place? Just think about that. That guy looked like Dan Borowski, only short. No, he looked like DeSantis.
I'm actually just arrested right now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Trump Tower.
Boy, there's a lot of gold in there, too, even more than I thought. Wow, everything is gold. Okay, more calls. Oh, Anne-Marie Muldoon here, proud graduate of... St. Hubert's. What are the St. Huberettes called? I know they wish they were Goretti girls. Let's go to our buddy Anne-Marie Muldoon up there in Mayfair. Hey, Anne-Marie, welcome in. So did you have to wear the sack or were you before the sack?
I was the sack. We were the sack uniform. Hi, Dom. Hi,
Hi.
Dan.
Hi.
We were the jumper. They called it the jumper. It was ours was Air Force Blue, I believe the color was called. Air Force Blue. which made no sense because St. Hubert's colors are brown and gold.
Right.
But my mom was St. Hubert, and hers was garnet. Hers was a maroon color. So they changed them over the years, and I think I heard they're in the process of changing them now. We were away last week, so I didn't hear.
Yeah, and they got so many bad comments, they shut it down on Instagram when they put it up. All kinds of comments.
What's the underlying narrative behind saying that Goretti had bigger hair, though? Was it more Italians down there?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yes, more Italians, better hair, bigger hair. Their hair could touch the roof of the car when they got
it. Dom's bias makes a lot more sense then.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I was raised in. A lot more makeup, shorter skirts.
Yeah.
More gum chewing.
Better
definitely.
Accents. Look, even she's real.
More gum chewing.
That.
Definitely the gum
better
chewing.
Accents.
Yes. Yeah. More smoking.
And they can kick your butt better.
Yeah, that too. Razor blades in your socks. Well, I added that. It was alleged.
Wow.
Yes.
Tough high school.
It was tough high school.
For a while, we had a seersucker summer uniform. It looked like a candy striper uniform. And it came with a belt that you tied.
Okay.
And the girls would blouse it up real high, so it had a short skirt and a real high, real blousy blouse. And the nuns would go ballistic with that summer uniform. We had it for about 2 years, and it was gone.
You had to kneel, and your dress had to touch the ground?
It depends on the sister, but yes, we would have to kneel and our dress would have to touch. I had that happen once. I think we had like a little bit of a 2-inch wiggle room above the knee, but they were much stricter back then. Yeah.
So Anne-Marie, were you in favor of that? You don't have to make choices, etc., or did you feel like you were going to prison?
No, I like a uniform. It makes your decision very easy every morning, and it's ready to go. And you know what you're wearing, and there's no competition. With public school, I have a son in public school. You got to have the certain sneakers, the certain shirts. You can't wear this; you'll get made fun of that. Everybody's the same, and it's fine with me.
So, Anne-Marie, who's the most prominent graduate from St. Hubert's? Because the Inquirer says how many prominent women came from there.
Ooh, I'm trying to think. Well, Kathy Ott right now is very big in the city. I know that.
Right.
And there's a scholarship fund. I can't think of the lady's name. You caught me. We're actually doing circles around the airport right now for global entry.
So nobody.
For Italy.
You got nobody famous out of school?
Yeah, come on.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. You stumped me.
All right. Well, Anne-Marie, we got to catch up soon. It's been too long. We're getting ready for
Monday.
Yeah, Sicily. Now I want to go to Sicily. Hey, listen, don't forget.
Sign up.
Monday, the Toomey trial starts on Monday, Dom.
Wait a minute. I know the father's, so can you give Dan all the details? And I'd like to go over and see the opening. For listeners, Anne-Marie, you can say it better than I. I don't want to butcher this. Sean Toomey killed one of the most brutal killings in the Krasner era, and that says a lot. What was he, 13, 14, bringing water in to the house?
He was 15.
15,
yes, he was 15. He went out to get a case of water out of the car, and he never came back in. He was shot in the head on his neighbor's lawn, and the two kids who shot him were from Lincoln High School, and they've been in jail since. But as we know, the Instagram and everything else from jail. But the trial, I believe, I talked to John the other day via text. Told him I was thinking of them. I would like to join them at some point down there, but I didn't know if Monday, if there was a jury picked yet or anything like that, and he did not know he was going to get back to me.
All right.
And I haven't heard from him yet.
Let us know. We'd like to attend and have people attend in support. And again, I've not felt as much pain with any of these victims as I did with that dad when you had that event over Five Corners that we met him. You can just feel how brutal and senseless beyond belief this is.
Yeah, it's horrible. And the family is still just, reeling from it. I was texting with Anna the other day, Sean's aunt, John's sister. Mm. And, it's going to be a really rough time. Anna expressed to me that they did not want to have to see the pictures and relive the whole moment again. But unfortunately, that's what happens when they start a trial.
And obviously, Krasner would never go for the death penalty, probably not even life imprisonment.
I would doubt it. No, not Krasner.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be. I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if the kid that, didn't pull the trigger already has time served at this point.
Yeah.
So that's my feeling. But also, I don't know if you know if Dan told you, Pat Dugan is my cousin's cousin.
Ah, okay.
Yes. My sister was married. What's that?
Tell him we want him back on. I've been trying to get him on.
Yeah,
today,
just so. Tell him go a little bit easier on President Trump, okay, Emery? Just go with it.
Okay, you want him on? I can tell him. Okay. I can text him and tell him you want him on. We're going to his fundraiser in Fairmount on March 23rd.
All right. Ooh. I hope to contribute to that, okay? So tell him that.
Okay, I can take pictures and send them to you from there. We're having a Cousin's Day at Pat's fundraiser.
Oh, I love
all
that.
Right. Well, thank you, Emery.
Thank you, Emery.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
All right, nobody is involved in more stuff. Yeah, I thought the judge might be a little bit angry from yesterday. I get it.
I don't know if he's angry or if he's just busy. He just hasn't responded at all.
Good. Okay, I stand by what I said, but I want to hear him out on this whole thing. So Sean Toomey, the trial listeners, you remember, he was 15. This is at the height of Krasner Land, Mayfair, which is a great community struggling to survive Krasner. He gets shot over nothing, just going out to the car to get water, allegedly by these two punks. If they serve 20 years in jail, even the shooter, I'll be surprised in this. So if the trial starts, I want to be there a few days. And the father, just the pain is beyond belief.
That was March 24th, 2022.
Wow. And it's taken this long, 3 years, even to get this to trial. Why? Why? All right, 855-839-12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Damn. All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Anne-Marie Muldoon is just a whirlwind. St. Hubert's, there you go. Let's go to Bill in Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Bill.
Yo, how you doing, sir?
Good, Bill.
Hey, sir, how you doing?
Good.
I'm calling about the uniform issue.
Yeah.
I was in the Army.
Yep.
I was in the Army in Berlin for 20 years. I did 4 years in Berlin, and then I did 20 years. And in the service, you need to wear a uniform every day. Now, I know at large, our kids are not serving.
Right.
You know, but the thing is, you're going to go to a wedding. You're going to go to a job interview. And in the schools, I was a teacher for 16 years. the discipline problems that you're having in the public schools are really, really pretty unacceptable. And if everybody was wearing the same uniform, it would do away with some of the social pressures, and people would get the idea that they have to comply, which kids in school today often don't have to comply. And when they do the wrong things, their parents go right to bat for them.
Well, wait a minute, Bill. You're probably aware, though, any number of these public schools, like in Philadelphia, at least some of them, were wearing uniforms. I've always thought, why would I punish the good kids? The kid's not doing anything because these others that we don't want to deal with are doing stuff. We make everybody wear uniforms.
Fair enough, sir. Well, the thing is, there's a sense of entitlement in our society.
Right.
Like everybody's owed something, and they're not teaching to the ceiling, sir. They're teaching to the basement. I mean, you know, everybody's talking about the different issues going on. The number one issue to fixing the border down south is the fact that we are all the way down at 40, like at the bottom of education. And the thing is, you've got good teachers, you've got some great students, but you're teaching to people that can't even speak the language.
Gotcha, Bill. But look, I've never been a fan of this. If it makes me a contrarian, I don't see it. I taught for, everybody knows my record and all that. I just, you're punishing people that, I find uniforms to be punishment. I really do. I don't see that the numbers back up. The Catholic schools have better discipline because of the Catholic schools. They have nuns and priests and parents that are going to back up the school many times, and they can kick you out. That's a difference. I mean, things like discipline schools in the public schools, that's not a bad idea. But the uniform thing, we've been through this I don't know how many times. I just don't see it. The NYPD has arrested a lot of people. Doesn't matter with Alvin Bragg in New York. They know it. They'll be out. Why in the world would the police let them come in and take over that building, thousands of them, to just disrupt other people? Back to Henry's point, don't any of these people work? The answer is no. They're at Columbia, where half of them are from foreign countries. They're holding up signs that Jews know about fighting Nazis and fascism. All right. And well, what is this guy? What is
holding
this
up job applications?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'd love to be there and say how many. Well, Henry, you got to. One of the things when you attend this and you start talking to these people, really provoking them is what I do. They all have a title. You'll have to talk to this director of communications over here. What director of what group? They make it up. They just
director of communications for the mob.
Yeah, this
the
is
angry mob.
Particularly these groups that were camping out in their own urine across the country in City Hall and stuff like that, in tents and all, for a year or so, attacking America. So, all right, coming up, Nick Sorter. We first met this guy when East Palestine had all the pollution that was there. He was covering it on the streets. Then he was in North Carolina during Helena, I guess it was, talking about Starlink and how that was helping through Elon Musk. And at various times, we've gone to him. Now, he is somebody who is very provocative on Twitter. Sometimes, you know, Dan and I look at that. It may not be accurate.
Yeah, a lot of times now he's going viral.
Right.
What he does is he finds politicians like Elizabeth Warren, and he'll try to, you know, follow them and ask them questions. And was smacked down by one of Warren's people recently.
But now, the way to get back at him, you have teams of people apparently swatting people in his family.
Disgusting.
This case, his father and brother. And I just wanted to link it to what Elon Musk is facing. You know, he's got a lot of resources. He's provocative and all this. But doesn't the left say that electric vehicles are the safety of the planet? Now, I'm not a big fan because he's a fan of the self-driving car as far as the car thing. And I'm one of the biggest enemies of that. I don't want any self-driving cars. It's ridiculous. But what he's facing here is an all-out attack on his business. Even people that buy cars are scraping off whatever the thing is that tells you it's a Tesla. They're trying to cover it over because they're afraid they're going to be under attack. And they are. And in a place like Philadelphia, if your car was wrecked, Larry Krasner is not going to do anything about it. All right, 855.
And to make things worse, it wasn't his brother. It was his sister.
It was his father and sister.
I gave you bad information there. It was his father and his sister, even worse.
Okay. All right, that's coming up. And how do we, you know, what do police do when all this swatting stuff? Shouldn't there be more of a sense of checking this out? Or do you just have to act? That's next year on the Dom Show. All right, Dom Giordano Show. When we first met Nick Sorter, he was out there in the field in East Palestine. That was the very first we had, bravely in the middle of stuff that, look, I've been in the middle of stuff, but you can see it. I don't like it when it's pollution causing cancer stuff, potentially. Then he was over in Helena, the storms in North Carolina, in the middle of that. But he has become pretty good at trying to get an answer from someone like Elizabeth Warren, or I think recently, Dan, it was Kerosene Maxine Waters. Thank you, Tom Maher, for that designation. And that didn't go so well. But SWAT.
I do have that audio.
Oh, you do have a little bit of that. This is with Kerosene Maxine?
Yep. Okay. Here you go.
Yeah. On the street.
Maxine, you funneled over $1 million in campaign funds to your daughter. Is that why you're worried about Doge?
Get your ass away. Get your ass away, young man.
I wouldn't touch her. I'll press charges. But I'm just, I feel like that's a pretty fair question. Why are you so worried about Doge?
You're pushing me.
Why are you so worried about Doge?
You're pushing me.
Doge has a very high approval rating amongst the American people. So what? You don't like the will of the people?
All right. So that's a little bit of Nick Sorter. Recently, his family, I think it was his dad, Dan said, and sister were swatted. Knocking down the doors, even. Hey, Nick, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
I appreciate you having me, Dom, and telling you the amount of support, the outpouring of support has been, I very, very much appreciate it. It was a hell of a night last night. We'll say that much.
So, you know, you would see yourself as someone provocative, as I do, but, you know, you're challenging people like Elizabeth Warren. It's the only way you're ever going to get a comment, or Maxine Waters. But this idea of swatting your father and sister when it goes to family members. So what exactly happened when the SWAT team showed up?
So I come from a blue collar family. My dad was just at home, minding his own business, asleep, and all of a sudden you have over a dozen cops surrounding his house and attempting to kick down his front door. And my dad he's not chronically online like I am. He didn't even know what swatting was. So in his eyes, his home is being broken into in the middle of the night by a group of 12 burglars trying to get in the front and back doors at the same time, flashlights all going through the windows. He has no idea what's going on. And they had called the police anonymously, because obviously these people are freaking cowards, and said that my dad was killing the entire family and that he was armed and willing to shoot anybody that came inside. So when the cops came, guns drawn, ready to kill my dad, if that's what they needed to do.
Wow.
And that's what they wanted. That's what these people are. They're terrorists when they're calling in things like this, these false reports, hoping that it ends up in a family member. It wasn't even me. I mean, I'm not there. I don't live there.
So they
intentionally called it in on my dad, right, trying to have my dad killed.
So, Nick, what is your recourse on this? The police have no way of tracing it, right? Is that what this comes down to? There's nothing they can do. And also, did they talk to you about, doesn't it take a certain level of triggering to believe this stuff?
You know, you'd think so. You'd think that at some point they would handle this a little bit differently. There are a lot of, I don't know how this department necessarily, and I won't say exactly which department it is.
Right.
Just try to keep as much information quiet as possible. But the other department, I know InfoWars, Chase Geyser, one of Alex Jones's reporters, got swatted multiple times, and it was handled the same way each time. So you're like, after a couple of swatting attempts, don't you think that, maybe you don't have to kick down somebody's door and hold their children at gunpoint, So I don't know. And that's the scary part. It's like, is it going to, is it going to be handled the same way next time? Are they going to, are they going to go after other family members of mine? And when it comes to tracking these people down, I'm sorry, but they really don't try very hard to do so.
No, that's it. That's my gripe on both sides. People making death threats, or even worse, this is worse than a death threat, actually putting this into motion. I don't think the police are making enough of an attempt to do it. I want them hunted down on either side. And this is dangerous for the cops. If your father had been armed, he doesn't know who's coming in. Maybe he starts firing. Maybe one of them
would have shot them.
Right.
He would have shot them if he was armed. I mean, he has guns all around the house. I mean, right. He could have just grabbed one and done it. But, one of the things that I got yesterday talking to the sergeant was, well, you know, a lot of times we don't really do much tracing because it's expensive. It's like, is it more expensive than continuing to send officers out to somebody's house? How much is a life worth? You know, a few thousand dollars to track down and throw somebody in prison for,
right. Well,
Nick, terrorism and attempted murder?
Nick, we're friendly, very friendly, with certain police forces here. And we're asking them, and my sense is they're not going to react in the manner that happened here. It's going to take something else because they're aware of what's going on around this. So I think that cop gave you not a satisfactory answer, particularly someone, well, he probably doesn't understand this in the public eye as you are because of the work that you do, that somebody's got to be made an example of to at least curtail this a bit. And I was liking it, Nick, and I know you're covering this too, to what Musk is facing. I can imagine the threats, but even Tesla, that the left says, yeah, electric vehicles, now it's expensive and all, but suddenly they want mandatory vehicles that are gas powered. We don't want electric anymore. That's what they're trying to do with them.
You know, it really shows you that the left has absolutely no principles at all. Like, all of a sudden, I guess the planet, you know, they were saying that we'd have to drive electric cars to save the planet. Well, no longer, I guess.
Yeah,
which is really weird. You know, they're up against the largest electric car manufacturer in the world. And saying that they're bad. So, like, what do they actually believe? You know, they don't have any principles. That's the answer to that. But you have MSNBC. I saw this last night, Dom, where they were trying to defend these people burning down.
Yes, protests. They called it protests.
Calling them protests. Like, this is a First Amendment violation for Trump to call them terrorists. It's like, you people are evil. They are enabling this.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you don't have to say, Nick, if you don't want to, but Dan asked me, any precautions that you take now to protect yourself? Does this limit
you? Especially after Jamie White's murder.
Yeah, I'm not an Alex Jones fan, but the producer that was killed in the manner of this, it's outrageous what happened there.
You know, personally, I don't worry about my own safety as much as I worry about my family's at this point. Because, you know, I should be the target. It shouldn't be that. And I know that's a terrible thing to say. You know, I don't want to be a target, but I'm a lot more fair game than just a bunch of blue collar working class people that hardly follow politics. You know,
yeah.
They have nothing to do with this. The precautions that I have is that I have to pay out of my own pocket for the sanity of my family members now. I have to have private security out of each of their residents at this point. I'm paying out of my own pocket
for
that.
Well, wait a minute. The cost of that. Nick, you're doing a lot better than I thought. My God, I'm just picturing that even for a day or two. That's astronomical.
It's not ideal, but it's not fair to them. It's just not. I mean, the terror in my sister's voice and...
Wow.
And you know, even my dad, it hurts me so bad to hear it. I had to do something.
I hear you, Nick. Well, tell us where we can follow you on Twitter. And I've told listeners before, look, I've done things that are difficult in the field, but nothing like East Palestine. I mean, when it's the things you can't see that are in the air and everything else there, that was brave to cover that. You were the best voice that we saw covering that right from the very beginning. Where did people go to follow you?
I appreciate that, Dom. I truly do. It's at Nick Sorter on X. It's like the only place that won't ban me. NickSorter.
Nick, keep us in the loop, please. And Godspeed to you and safety in your family. Thank you, Nick, very much.
I appreciate you, Dom. Thank you.
All right, Nick Sorter here. Dan, thanks for seeing that before I did today. Yeah, and Alex Jones, producer, brutally murdered, apparently, around what he does.
Yeah.
In a parking lot. Yeah. And again, with Musk, Isn't this, they're the largest electric car group in the world, propelling toward that, right? And yet now they're attacking, and he's right, people on MSNBC saying, well, that's just protest. Wow.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And I can't tell. I mean, you know, I don't know if this is scare tactics by some of the media talking about how much, on paper, the value of Tesla and the value of his wealth has dropped extremely during all this. I don't think that's going to stop him. And I think Steve Bannon is way off. He talked with yesterday with Newsom on the podcast. We'll play some of that in the next hour about oligarchs. We got to get rid of them in the Trump camp. I don't think we're going to see that kind of breakup. But this is just one story. And again, like the Abington police, I think they probably have other procedures here. Someone swats you. Should the police then just willy-nilly engage in this? It's a tough line. They got to move quickly if they think something's going on. But, you know, they wouldn't know Nick Sorter. But when it's somebody, I don't know how you would do this, but when it's, if you're following the news enough and you see something like this going on, then, you know, maybe you give a little bit more attention to it. All right, coming up, we'll take more of your calls. And maybe, Henry, if we can dwell on the Eagles here, since this is a broad matter here this week, I want to know what you think. They're being pilloried down the hall here around all this. Henry's weekly report, but a lot of calls coming in. And at 2 o'clock, we'll talk with a special guest about this big event in Philadelphia tomorrow. Dom's Money Melody. Haven't even gotten to Banyan yet. And we're watching Trump today, President Trump, with the head of NATO, talking about NATO spending. Uh-oh. That's always a problem. Straight ahead. Talk Radio 12.
Woo! Welcome back, everybody, to another Sports Corner with Henry.
I'm going to try and Hank.
Henry, Hank, whatever you want to call me. I don't care. I'm going to try and hit a lot of things real fast so we can get through all this. Let's start with who plays the Wells Fargo Center. That'd be our Sixers and our Flyers. Guess what? It's full tank mode at the Wells Fargo Center. Both teams are struggling and struggling very much so.
And, Henry, isn't this the face of sports? What's wrong with sports?
What do you
mean? Tanking?
Yes. I don't think so. I think
wait a minute. It's about winning.
Well,
that's why I watch
they
sports.
They both started out this year with high hopes of good expectations, maybe not the Flyers, but they started out with, hey, we're going to win this year. And as it's turned out, they haven't. So you know what? I'm okay with them losing the rest of the year.
Well, you shouldn't be watching sports then, with all due respect.
Ditch all hope. We have MB for how many years and Paul George for how many years? We're not going to win for it's going to be a while.
So we just lose. Let's teach our kids that. Now, kids, someday, DJ and Luke, you're going to lay down out there. I'll be proud of you, son. You're going to run in and fall down as you're shooting a layup.
Well, let me ask you, on the tank. So the Sixers don't get their draft pick if it lands outside the top five. Would you start winning then? Because they're right on the top
line. Yes, I always want to win. I don't care what the situation is.
That's ridiculous.
I'm coaching
20 games
to win.
Under 500.
Put me in there tonight. I'll inspire them. Stay outside the lottery.
Probably be the best person on the court.
The tank's on with the Sixers. They're playing a bunch of people you've never heard of. The Flyers, big moves at the trade deadline. Trading away a lot of people, including the second longest tenured Philly athlete and beloved Flyer Scott Laughton.
Scotty!
Dan loves Scott Laughton because he witnessed Scott Laughton's 4-goal game earlier this season.
I did.
Isn't that right, Dan?
Okay. I did.
Yeah, fantastic. So they traded a bunch away. People got a bunch
of
pick
Canadian?
Backs. Scotty? Ooh, I don't think so.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Right.
I should know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is Canadian.
He's Canadian. We don't need
Oakville,
him.
Oakville, Ontario.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oakville, Canada. So.
Oh, that's the organization. Yes.
Yeah, so they traded him away. They got a great amount of haul back, so future's looking bright for the Flyers. We'll see about that. Moving towards the Eagles. Yeah, Dom. A lot of Eagles lost in free agency thus far. We lost big Milton Williams, defensive tackle. We lost him to the New England Patriots. Josh Sweat, our defensive end, my favorite player on the team, unfortunately got signed by the Arizona Cardinals, reunites with defensive coordinator for the 2022 NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles, Jonathan Gannon. Cornerback Darius Slay left us for Pittsburgh on a one-year, $10 million deal. Isaiah Rodgers got paid, and you know, he was our third-string quarterback here. He went to the Minnesota Vikings. And linebacker Oren Burks, who would have thought? You know, he did well in his stead when N'Kobe Dean went down with that knee injury. He got picked up by the Cincinnati Bengals. So, You might be thinking, well, what did the Eagles do to replace them? Not a whole lot right now.
Now, they did bring in a guy who had zero sacks last year to play the rushing. Zero.
So I think you're
zero.
Referring to...
Nice move.
I think you're referring to Josh Uche.
Yes, Uche. Uche, yes.
He was a highly regarded draft prospect back in 2020.
We'll zero see sacks.
We'll see if the Eagles can turn his career around.
Oh, but yeah.
They'll
have one this year.
They might have the beefiest backfield in the NFL next year.
Wait. You can't call a bunch of dudes beefy.
Henry. That might be a little bit too extreme.
Have you seen A.J. Dillon?
I know, but just say big backs. I don't think beefcake is what we want to say.
Don't put words in my mouth. Hold on. Don't put words in my mouth. Beefcake. No, A.J. Dillon, we signed him from the Green Bay Packers. Oh. He's an absolute stud. I mean, that dude
stud
is massive.
Stud now, too. My
he
God.
He is massive.
A stud Go, beefcake.
I never use the word stud talking about athletes. I don't know how these guys in the sports world are so easy to do that. They're more secure. You just use stud and beefy.
Yeah, yes. So him and Saquon are going to be the strongest running backs in the NFL. And they're going to be in the same backfield. It's going to be the tush push is going to be awesome.
Now, tushes. Wait a minute. Stud, tush, and what the other one? I forget.
Henry, expert analysis, losing Gainwell, picking up Dillon. Is that a positive benefit?
Yes.
I think so, because I think with Will Shipley's development, we'll get another third back out of him. And maybe they take someone late in the draft this year.
This guy had a neck injury. That's troubling.
It is. But you know what? He's put together, and I think he'll bounce back from this nicely.
Okay.
And then we re-signed Ben Van Sumeren, who's a nice special teamer and linebacker we got.
A fullback?
No, linebacker.
Oh, linebacker.
Well, he's a fullback. That's what he plays. Yeah.
Well,
summarize this. The Eagles, the hottest thing with listeners, the parade, Dan and I down there, it was amazing. They brought back a fullback, some guy who's beefy with the neck injury, and a guy who had zero sacks last year that plays defensive end or rusher.
Got to turn the roster.
So that's what I was going to say to you. Do you think the Eagles think they have enough left on this roster that they can say, hey, we have enough depth. Everyone's going to step up next year, and we'll just take who we can in the draft. Right. Or are they making a mistake here by not really going hard in free agency?
Yeah, they're making a big mistake. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. And then to wrap it up, I wanted to touch on this before Selection Sunday. The NCAA tournament is coming up. Are any Philadelphia schools going to be in the tournament? Well, we'll see. Villanova takes on Connecticut tonight in the third round of the Big East tournament at 9:30. Dan, you're Indiana Hoosiers.
Woo!
They are right on the cut line for the NCAA tournament. They are losing in the Big Ten tournament right now by 7 to Oregon with 3 minutes to go.
Oh, they're playing? We should turn the
Wait a minute.
Right
aren't
now.
You watching the show here? Oregon and 7 minutes
Henry?
To go.
How do you know this?
How much do you have bet on that game?
I don't have anything bet on it. I just want to let you know.
Oh, my God.
And then, finishing with your LaSalle Explorers. They take on crosstown rival St. Joseph's at 7:30 tonight in the Atlantic 10 tournament. I mean... It's Fran Dunphy's last days as coach. What do you have to say? Think about that.
Yeah, I like Fran Dunphy a lot. He was the year before me at LaSalle.
Really?
I got cut. He's a guy that averaged about 15 a game. Yeah, he was a pretty good player.
Well,
so
this is a song season, and hopefully we'll see if he can take down Billy Lang and the St. Joe's Hawks tonight.
All right. Full report from Henry. All right.
Fantastic, Henry.
Coming up, we're going to talk. Yes, that's good stuff.
Got a
beefy stud, and I forget the other.
That's
there.
Your big takeaway from this?
Yeah, that's it. These guys.
Henry likes the beefy studs.
That Eagles backfield is going to be on big backfield. All right. We're going to talk with Dana Hunter, former president over at Central Bucks School District. They're leading this big, I'd call it conservative conference tomorrow. How in the world, in some circles, is my name ahead of the head of the RNC and Steve Moore? I think this is a bogus conference if they're doing something like that, Dan. I got to say, I don't understand that.
top billing, Dom.
We'll talk to them about this and Dom's Money Melody and Congresswoman McBride, the woman who is a male, as far as we know, pretty much, calls the Republicans weird and repulsive. Or weird and obsessive. We'll play what she said. Wow, that takes a lot of guts. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.